Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I am Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we bring you soulful and candid conversations about every facet of human sexuality. Go to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will find a complete podcast archive. And while you are there, at the top of every page, click Start Here. Funny that. Start there and go sign up for the Erotic Essentials. It's our free online course, and it is the best way to ensure that we can keep in touch with you, send you dispatches, send you free resources, and otherwise lavish your inbox with love. Because if you didn't catch the update episode that's on the podcast feed just before this episode, go check that out. There is a lot going on in the world of sex education online. Congress just legalized sexual censorship. So we are in an shaky time. We are in a time of unknowns. And if this podcast and the website is the only way that you know to find us, you might be left in the dark.
We hope that will never happen, but we would, if you care about us and want to keep getting information from us, the best way for us to make sure that we are connected is for you to be signed up for our Erotic Essentials course so we can stay in touch with you.
Yes. We'll have your email. We can let you know what's going on. And if all goes well, we can just keep bringing you amazing, effective, awesome, fabulous, free sex education. And also on that update episode, this is a mini update, we need your support. So we give you tons of free resources, but we also need you to support us and help us keep this as our full-time job. And you can do that in two ways. Go to pleasuremechanics.com and check out our online courses. They're amazing courses. There's something for everyone, no matter where you are in your erotic journey. Check out our online courses, enroll there, or go to patreon.com/pleasuremechanics, where you can sign up for a monthly pledge of $5 or $10. If you just love the podcast and want the podcast to keep going, we are looking for patrons of our erotic art and education. So if you have always wanted to be a patron of the erotic arts, go to patreon.com, patreon.com/pleasuremechanics. And if you love us in your ear holes, keep us there. We love being inside you too. Okay. We're going to dive into this episode. So we were talking and going on walks and figuring out what we wanted to talk about next on the podcast. And we have a huge list. You know, I was like, blindfolds, butt plugs, what do you want to talk about? And we decided to get personal and talk about something that is very real for us right now and is very real for a lot of people. And that is thawing out, waking up, sexual numbness.
Or sexual, yeah, no, that's fair. Sexual asleep, yeah, being sexually asleep.
Coming out of sexual hibernation.
Yeah. Out of a dry spell.
Yes.
However you want to think of it.
Waking up sexuality, and not only desire and longing for sex and interest in sex, but actual sensation. And I think that's what I want to focus on, because there's big conversations about libido and communicating your desire to your partner, all of that. I want to talk about waking up the physical sensations of arousal. And this conversation comes from Charlotte and I both being in a place of waking up after a long hibernation.
Yeah, if you're a long-time listener, we have been really honest about Chris having been sick. We have a kid, but she's 3 and a half now, but it's a lot, you know, we've been really focused on getting well, raising our kid in a really intensive way, and we haven't been that worried about it because I feel like we understand that there are seasons to sexuality, and
yeah, the basic timeline was lots of sex trying to make a baby for a year and a half, but that's kind of baby-making sex, and it was amazing and beautiful. And then she got pregnant. We had some pregnant sex. That was fun, too. But then we had an infant, and sex kind of slumbered for a while. And
then I got very connected.
Oh, deeply.
We felt, like, very erotically alive. It was a very beautiful stage in a non-penetrative sex, but really deeply connected way, I would say. Right.
And then I got super sick, almost died, spent 2 years like on the brink of death.
Yeah.
You know, and we've talked about that in other episodes. Don't need to explain it. But I had, you know, my sexuality was literally my beating heart and feeling enough energy to make it through each day. And now our child is 3. I am much healthier. Yay. I'm on an insulin pump, guys. I'm bionic. I'll tell you about that some other time. And so simultaneously, I think you, Charlotte, are coming out of this deep maternal hibernation of your sexuality. I'm coming out of a health hibernation of my sexuality. And we're finding one another again. But even before that's happening, we're finding our own genitals again. So we've both been masturbating more and kind of taking ownership of waking up our own sexual system, while also remembering that we know how to pleasure one another and we can fall into bed and make love like we used to. But let's talk about this piece of numbness, hibernation, like when your genitals have been slumbering for a long time. And I just want to say here, there is numbness that comes from things like pinched nerves and pelvic floor disorders. And if you have a very sudden change in sensation in your genitals, or you're experiencing pain in your genitals, you should see a pelvic floor specialist. Start with your gynecologist, start with your primary physician, and name this as a medical issue and rule out any medical causes. We want to make sure that there's nothing medical going on. But for a lot of people, what they're experiencing is not medical genital numbness. It's just kind of a deep slumber. It's a part of the body that we don't give a lot of attention to unless we choose. And if it's not stimulated, our genitals can kind of atrophy and lose sensation, lose vitality. So let's start there, because I think a lot of people, for a lot of reasons, medical, life situation, relationship status, all different reasons, are in a state of deep sexual slumber. How do we start waking our genitals up? So what was your experience?
At a certain point, I started feeling like I wanted to pay attention to my sexuality in a more intense way. There are ways I've paid attention to my body and self-care and some element of sexuality over this period of time, but I felt like I was ready to start being more intensive with my sexuality again. And when I started again, I just really was aware of how little sensation there was and how little desire, how my fantasies were nowhere to be found. Like, it was just sort of a blank slate. And
so you kind of made time, went back to masturbating how you always had, and found that the sensation was different.
Yeah, there was just very little sensation, very little desire, not much being woken up. It was just, I was boring. I wasn't finding much that I could really work with. And this is where I wasn't really worried about it. I was more fascinated by it, because I feel like through this work, I am clear that there are stages where this happens and it is a season and it can end. But I think especially with mothers, I just want people to know that when we've been in this stage of intense mothering or health or whatever, that this can happen, and that's really okay. But what's important is that we take some time to wake it up and know that it's not a permanent state that you just are in now. That, like, this is who you are. You've lost all connection to sexuality. It's just done for you. That is a story that I think people could have about themselves, or worry is the case.
Right. If you're not keenly aware of the fluidity of sexuality, of the changeability of physical sensations and libido, then...
Or haven't experienced high states of pleasure and arousal in other times in your life, so don't know that you're capable of them.
Right.
Like, it feels very different to be where I have been versus where what I know is possible. So I think having that difference is really helpful and valuable to know that you...
Well, it's interesting. So meanwhile, I, in a different room at a different time, I was masturbating in our home, and I was experiencing the same thing. I was experiencing a real lack of sensation in my clitoris. very little erotic vitality. Even when I was, you know, using my highest power vibrator, I just wasn't responding. And because I had been recently diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic, I started freaking out that it was nerve damage, because this is something that can happen with my disease. And so I got into the mental state that this might be forever, and allowed myself to despair for a while, and then kind of got the memo from my previous self or something that I needed to keep trying. Mm-hmm. And even when I wasn't feeling orgasmic sensations, even when arousal was building nowhere close to orgasm, I would just allow myself periods of touch and clitoral stimulation and watching porn and fantasizing and just kind of grasping desperately for threads of my sexuality, you know, coming out of this really deep place of survival. Like, what is left of me there? Mm-hmm. And it was almost, yeah, that kind of like, I just let my fingers brush over the possibility, and slowly it started waking up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I remember I cried so hard after I had my first orgasm post sickness, and to feel that that potential was still there. And then in times when you and our daughter are far away from the house, I've let myself having like these really loud orgasms and emote, mm-hmm, and scream and cry and kind of by brute force wake my sexuality up. Like, I am here, I am alive, like, let's do this thing, like, let's get back into the erotic saddle. Mm. I'm just mixing metaphors all over the place here, but
I doubt it's brute force. It's more like really intense intentionality and focus,
right?
And discipline almost. You're like, right, come on body, let's, yeah, wake this up.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I think what we both want to say here is either from a place of calm acceptance or enraged desperation, we both knew it was possible.
Right.
And we want other people to know it's possible, how changeable our erotic bodies are.
Yeah.
And not just our social sexuality, who we're attracted to, what we want to be doing, how we want to be having sex, but the physical sensations of our body parts.
Yeah. And that is linked to the experience of desire, of course, and the experience of feeling turned on. And all of those things can just be gone and disappeared for a while. Mm-hmm. But you can actively work to, or play to, create those sensations, mm-hmm, in your body again. And then the other stuff follows, mm-hmm, I think.
And this is where masturbation can become a practice.
Yeah.
Right. And so instead of kind of from this place of hibernation, from a place of low sensation, turning to a partner and saying, hey baby, wake me up, like, or that's a lot of pressure to put on your partner.
Yeah, or you make me feel nothing, which I think is
right. I hadn't even thought about that,
but that's, I think, what a lot of people are experiencing is like, you just do nothing for me, nothing turns me on. This is just a bit of a disaster, I think, is what a lot of people are feeling in their bodies and in their beds. Right. And I just really want you to know that it's something that you can wake up on your own and then come to your partner, right, when you're a little bit more warmed up, turned on. And this, I'm not talking about in one particular experience. We're talking about like many months of, or right, weeks, depending on how speedy, yeah, you are, but, or where you're at, or how, yeah, deep your initial slumber was.
Right. And the other piece, and you started this whole conversation this morning, you said, I hope I get this right, the thing I knew about sex, what did you
that
say?
I want other people to know?
It was more eloquent than that. Oh, well, sorry, guys. I should keep the mics rolling all the time around here. But I think this other piece that we know that helped us through this situation that we want other people to know is that you can't do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. Mm. And so if one kind of stroke, if one vibrator, if you're masturbating in the same way and feeling stuck, you have to switch it up.
Yeah.
And this is where all of our techniques come in, the erotic embodiment techniques we teach, mm-hmm, all of the strokes, all of the physical practices, the mental attitudes. Because we have this body of knowledge, we were able to activate all of these different strategies. And I'm just thinking, if people are like in a stuck place, in a hibernation, and they don't have those strategies, it would be really easy to despair and, yeah, feel like your sexual body is broken and therefore your sexuality is broken and go down that spiral of unworthiness. Like, you are no longer worthy of a sexuality, which is reinforced by our culture that tells us you have to be young and beautiful and a certain kind of heteronormative gender expression in order to deserve sexual pleasure. We all have that little fear already in us. Like, am I a worthy sexual being? We all carry that around. And I think when our bodies don't respond with sensation and orgasm, it can be really easy to just be like, well, I'm done.
I think especially some mothers who have given birth or had some sort of birth experience, like, there is that concern that whatever they did there could have affected their sexuality for good.
And I do think this is part of our job at Pleasure Mechanics and with this podcast, is to try to inform people of sexual possibilities, try to hold a very wide range of potential for people so people have different options to step into. Mm-hmm. So I think even within our household, this looked different. Like, your masturbation practice looks really different from mine, mm-hmm. and we both have clitorises and vaginas. Mm-hmm. And so for different people with different bodies, different abilities, what really vital active masturbation can look like, what waking yourself up, how long that will take, like, results will vary.
Yeah.
And techniques are going to have to vary, and how much you use porn versus written erotica versus no fantasy, how many toys you use, what kind of body parts you're stimulating. That is all for you to explore. What we really want you to know is that wherever your sexual sensation is right now is not a fixed point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is so changeable and wildly changeable. We have both now been on the spectrum of highly orgasmic, super sexual, like, off the charts, and deep slumber.
And it's all okay.
Yes.
It's phases, it's moments in time. I think what's exciting and important to know is that it can shift with some energy, some intention, some desire to change it. But
it's that inertia piece, right? Yeah. It's if you feel despair, if you feel stuck and you don't choose to activate it, the slumber continues, right? And it's easier to zone out on Netflix than, like, pull yourself together and take 15 minutes to masturbate. But how do we make this a practice? How do we commit to it? And how do we know that what's on the other side is worth it?
Right. And that you're going to feel better in all ways. I feel so much better in all ways already. Mm. And I feel like I'm still sort of near the beginning of that journey again. And it's just so exciting to feel waking up and enlivening and feel vitality return in a certain kind of way.
Yeah. And then within our relationship, again, with all the things we know and that we do for a living, we were able to communicate our way through this and be like, I see you there. I know we're not having a lot of sex right now, but we still love you. We're still affectionate. We still are connected. And now as we're both waking up, we get to flirt and start kind of seducing one another's bodies back into erotic partnership. But that wouldn't have been possible if both of us weren't committing to solo practice.
Right. And we had that conversation of let's just do our own thing and try and wake up a little bit more and then we'll meet each other again. And just identifying that we needed to do our own thing for a little bit before reconnecting deeply. And that was really helpful just in terms of clarity and permission giving. Not that you ever need permission from your partner to touch yourself, but it's always nice to just be on the same page and know what's going on.
Well, it's a total reframing, because I hear from people all the time who worry that masturbation is cheating on their partner, that worry if they're masturbating, they're taking erotic energy away from their partner. All of these conversations around the value of masturbation, we forget that one of the primary uses of solo sex can be generative.
Yeah.
You charge up your sexuality. It's also a laboratory where you get to know your sexuality, but this idea of it charging up your sexuality rather than depleting is a total reframing.
I think that is partly how you're masturbating. I think some people are experiencing when they're watching a lot of porn and...
You know, May is Masturbation Month.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Well, that's
because there's things like Masturbation Month in the world. Good Vibrations used to do a masturbate-a-thon in San Francisco, and I've participated in several. That could be a fun story sometime.
Yeah, but you should tell that story.
Good Vibrations, the feminist sex toy store, started this idea of May as Masturbation Month. So maybe we should commit a podcast or two in May to
sounds lovely
masturbation practice. Okay, so I think for now let's do some takeaways.
Okay. Sexuality. Do not despair ever. Do not despair ever about where you are, what you are not feeling, what you in your body, in the world, know that you can choose to awaken your sexuality from wherever you are, and that it is a choice, that it is a practice, that it can look however you want it to look. There is no time frame necessary, but that it is...
But that it requires consistent practice.
Yeah.
Right? So this isn't going to happen usually in one session.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, and if it feels useful, set yourself an intention. I'm going to do 5 masturbation sessions this month. One a week and a bonus. And at the end of the month, I'm going to kind of compare that to the baseline and feel it out. Am I waking up more sensation? Do I feel a little bit more energetic? Do I feel a little bit more engaged? How are my orgasms? You are in control of your sexuality.
Yes. And if there are no orgasms for a while, don't worry about it.
Yes.
They will eventually come back, probably, or you eventually will experience more, and just let that be. It doesn't have to be a goal. You're just exploring sensation and seeing what's there.
Yeah. But this idea of if you are in a sexual hibernation, only you can wake yourself up.
Yeah.
No partner can do that for you. And you can only be ready to have great partnered sex when your own sexuality is awake and vital and alive and ready to share. Right? Charge up your battery and then the sparks will fly. Okay. We are here for you. We are in this journey too. And this is really important to us as sex educators. From the beginning, 11 plus years ago, we really did not want to be pretending like we were these sex enlightened gurus that had it all figured out and we were completely free of sexual shame and blah, blah, blah. Like, we saw that being performed in our field and we wanted to offer an alternative. We are the pleasure mechanics. We are in the engine of sexuality with our sleeves rolled up, figuring this out with you and providing you the tools to figure it out for yourself on your own terms. And especially these last few years, like, we have learned so much about how sexuality lives and breathes in people's lives when things like health and sick parents and children and all of these things come up.
Dude, this is life.
We are here in the trenches with you, and we are doing this work to support all of our community all together in creating the sexuality we want and we deserve and we can live and step into together. If you like what we're doing and want to support us, 2 choices, and we need all of you to make one of these 2 choices. Patreon.com/pleasuremechanics. Patreon.com/pleasuremechanics. Sign up for a monthly pledge. $5, $10. If all you can do is $1 a month, do it.
We appreciate it. It is a way of having us continue to do this work and making it reasonable and sensible for us to keep providing this free education that we hope is deeply of service, and we know is deeply of service,
yeah,
to you. So thank you very, very much.
So patreon.com/pleasuremechanics for a monthly pledge, or come on over to Pleasure Mechanics and check out our online courses, whether it's couples massage for that beautiful, deep, penetrating massage of your dreams from your lover in your own bed whenever you want.
Such luxury.
Or kinky sex and erotic spanking, or mindful sex and mindful meditation, masturbation. Whatever experience you are looking for, we have an online course to support you and guide you every step of the way. And come on over to Pleasure Mechanics, check them out, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off while you're at it, and support us that way. And that is a win-win for you because you get amazing resources to activate your next erotic adventure.
You are investing in yourself, your sexuality, your pleasure, your partnership, your relationship, and you are supporting us in continuing to do this work and provide free sex education for people around the globe.
Dude.
Boom, boom.
We love you. Thank you. PleasureMechanics.com. We will see you next week with a new episode of Speaking of Sex. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.